This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a big week for people in the oil business. And yes, I know we've been talking about oil a lot lately, but here's the thing. OPEC meets in Vienna on Thursday amid speculation that crude could fall to $60 a barrel, $60 a barrel, unless the cartel cuts production. That's 60 bucks. It'll make filling up the minivan cheaper, but it might not be such good news for a whole bunch of other people in this economy. And in fact, there is a chance it could end up being bad news for all of us down the line. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
The oil boom has produced one big set of winners outside of the oil business, the whole economies of states like North Dakota and Texas. Economist Michael Greenstone runs the Energy Policy Institute at the University of Chicago.
The places where the booms have been occurring have largely benefited from big increases in land and housing prices. They're now going to give some of that back.
When oil prices collapsed all of a sudden in the late 1980s, it blew back on the rest of us. Michael Weber is deputy director of the Energy Institute at the University of Texas. He says, first, oil producers in Texas and Oklahoma went bankrupt.
Which caused a lot of land deals to go bad because land had been overvalued, which caused tens of thousands of savings and loans to go bankrupt and belly up, which caused a nationwide S&L scandal and eventually led to recession.
Weber says that particular set of dominoes isn't likely to fall this time, but it's an example of what can happen. And there's this. Nobody knows for sure that we're looking at a long stretch of low oil prices. Maybe we're looking at a stretch of volatility, prices that go up and down. That can slow the economy down, says MIT energy economist Christopher Knittel. He starts with a household example. Gas prices are high, so a family buys a Prius instead of an SUV.
Now, if oil prices fall, then they wish they had bought the more powerful car instead of the more fuel-efficient car.
But it's too late. The money's been sunk. Companies, too, can get caught with the wrong big-ticket items. Airlines, railroads, shippers.
When they bet wrong, then that means their prices have to increase, and we pay those prices.
Finally, low gas prices could have another cost. More driving, more carbon emissions, more global warming. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.